hello there.
I do apologize for the loud racket. I am careening up the interstate at the moment. I used to do a lot of like car sort of rambles backstage, but I haven't really posted backstage in quite a while. I don't even know if I have much to talk about, but I thought it would be nice to check in with people and say hello. I'm still around. I've created some new goals for myself recently. I've decided my goal by the end of the year is to be 100% independent, as in not work for anyone or any company but myself. And I'm slowly getting there. Just creating various companies and thinking of ways to just sort of make my own money. I mean, that sounds really, I guess that sounds kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Ostentatious, I guess. I mean, it sounds more impressive than it is. I mean, it doesn't take anything to create a company, and you can create a company and not make any money at all. So there's that. But I just decided I don't want to work for the man or any man or woman or what have you. And there's a lot of it's really empowering knowing you can just take hold of your life and put in as much effort into it as you want and reap as many benefits as you can. So it's really nice to see that when you work for a company or a business, oftentimes the work is thankless. You put in so much time and effort, and you're like, you know, you might work for a good company. I'm not saying that you don't, but you know, you put in all this time and you never get recognized. And I just decided, like, if I'm not going to be happy with that sort of mindset, then I'm just going to leave and take everything into my own control, my own hands. And that way, if I screw up, you know, it's my own fault, you know. So, but I found that surprisingly enough, there's a huge correlation between the amount of work that I do and the rewards that I get. And, so I don't know if I'm really comfortable talking about the sorts of businesses that I am currently working with. I'm an independent contractor, so I do a lot of different things. Some of you might know that I do have a background in teaching. Museum management and such. I mean, still, if someone came along and offered me my dream job, and that would be sort of, we want you to run the education department at the British Museum, don't I? I would not turn that down. But until then, I've got a couple other side hustles that I'm working on. My living situation, the people that I live for, well, the party slash parties, I don't really want to go into personal details, that I live with are very reliable. So I have to be very, you know, resourceful and just think about myself. And I'm working really hard on trying to put myself first. As I'm rambling on here, I'm realizing there's no way in hell I can post this to Backstage. This is going on my subreddit. I'll tell you right now, if I post this Backstage, it will be downvoted to shit. Every time I post on GWA Backstage, I get a lot of haters for some reason, and everything is downvoted to like 65%. It used to bother me, now I just think it's kind of funny that people follow me that intensely, that people actually come onto this subreddit to downvote me. When I know it happens to everybody. I'm not saying I'm, like, special. I just think it's hilarious that... I guess it's just the nature of Reddit, I guess. I mean, whatever. Hey, all attention is good attention, so... Anyway. I had actually intended on singing, doing a singing post for Backstage. I also like to see the negative downvotes roll in on those too. They're funny. Yeah. So maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do a little singing for Backstage, and then leave this on the subreddit because it's kind of personal. Yeah, I don't like giving out too many personal details. I probably should give my... I need to give my username a good clean. I think when I first started posting on GWA, I really... I think I did a lot of questionnaires, and I was really active, and I did... You know, if anyone I know clicks on one of those questionnaires, they're gonna know it's me, like, no doubt. And I guess I'm okay with that. I don't think that what I do is anything to be ashamed of. That's another thing about this community, is, like, I don't go around advertising that I record freaking audio porn to people, but my close friends and my family know that I do that as, like, a hobby and, like, a side hustle, and they know. I don't go into details, and I don't tell them, like, my name or anything, because, let's face it, neither myself nor my family want to run into that, so, I feel like there's finally less of a stigma attached to, like, porn. I mean, everyone watches it, listens to it, whatever. So, yeah, I don't go advertising it, but I don't, like, I feel weird hiding it from people. So, I need to find, I'm starting to, I posted about it a couple days ago, you guys probably saw. I'm trying to start up a YouTube channel, and in order to do that, I need to do more safer work stuff. And that's good. I'm really interested. You know, I can do that. I'm just having a really hard time finding time to write, which is really, really, you know, a disservice, because that's, like, my favorite thing, writing. That's, like, the thing that I've always dreamt of. You know, when I was a little girl, I want to be a writer when I grow up, you know. I started writing erotic novels, novellas, when I was, like, 13 on my little Macintosh computer. But, I just found myself to be in a pretty good mood, and I felt like chatting with you guys. I'm driving along a really scenic, beautiful highway, and there's mountains in the distance, and everything is just green. Everything turned green overnight. Lilacs are out. Finally, winter's gone. You know, I do live in northern New England, so the winters are shit. But then the summers come, and I just remember why I love it here so much. So, what else is new? I'm planning my next trip. I decided not to take a holiday last year to save some money. Usually, I take, like, one big trip every year. So, I'm going to, going to the UK for Christmas. I'm already watching the flight deals and stuff. And what I'm going to do this time around is, because whenever I go to the UK, I always stick to, like, the north, because I love York and Newcastle and stuff. But I'm going to visit some friends in Bath, and I think finally, I'll go to Salisbury. I'll see Salisbury Cathedral and see Stonehenge. Even though it's hugely overrated, obviously. But, hey, it's on my list of 100 things to see before I die. So, check. Anyway, I probably shouldn't ramble too long, because I have a feeling that the sound of the car roaring down the highway and the air conditioner blasting is probably really, really hard on the ears. So... yeah, if you guys are up for it, hey, consider supporting me on Patreon, and I can soundproof my room and I can upload more audios more often. Right now it's about once a week. It's about all I can find the time. I mean, not the time, but like the opportunity in my situation to have the privacy and the quiet to upload. But I really would like to get back to uploading 2-3 times a week. So, that being said, I will bid you all adieu. And even if you don't support me on Patreon, like, who the fuck cares? It's like, seriously, I just, honestly, upvotes mean just as much, and I really appreciate all the support. I think I'm over 1,000 subscribers now. So that's awesome. So I thank you so much for even listening to this. Like, you know, the small amount of people who will actually listen to this. All 10 of you. But I jest, but you mean more to me than, you know, all the other strangers. So anyway, my exit's coming up. Right here. I know I said a lot of nothing, but I want to keep the community active, so. All right, guys. Thanks for listening, as always.